There it is there, 1.3 million copies sold.
Big deals, fast wheels, I feel them coming. Shine on, cloud on, I'm off and flying.
All right, Warwick.
I know where.
You all limbered up, mate? Do your hammies.
I'm very loose and flexible.
Stretch it out, Warwick. Let's go.
New band tonight.
Episode 33.
Episode 33, ready for the roof. See you with podcast. You asked for it, you got it. Let's thank our sponsors.
Here we go, Warwick.
I got coming. I'm gonna fly.
16 marks for injury.
I only take what's mine.
Woo!
I take the bunnies. I take the pussies. He farted.
Yeah, that was a masterful fade out, Warwick. Do you like that?
Oh, that was lovely fucking chop out, wasn't it?
It was fucking lovely. Put your headphones back on, mate.
How's your name? Your surname was Phones, Tony.
It was just a guess.
Okay.
Just a guess. Here you go, Warwick Cap, episode 33, T-Wiz Podcast.
Oh, swung at the band. Give yourself a clap, guys. Yeah, just love being on Big Brother. We're all showing up for nudity, Rocky. Showing up for nudity. Moment I was very proud of. Yeah, no one laughed either. But I did not give a fuck. I made 75,000 in 2 days. And also the sex writer for Zoom magazine, FHM. Yeah, and inside football. Okay, Tony, what are you going to ask me?
We have got a fucking great show tonight, Warwick. We have got the Firebird Trio.
Yeah! And we got Paul the Cousin. And the new missus, come in, Paulie. That's a man, Paul.
How you going, buddy? Yeah, we got the Firebird Trio. We got all the boys from the band in tonight. They're going to do a couple of songs for us, and we're gonna bring Cousin Paul into the couch.
And we've got Rocky over there, new sponsor. He's got a new building company, so we're going to stick it right up in with no lube. We've got Rod, another sponsor. Tattoo removal last. We got the big second cousin yarn.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. Mate, if we're actually ever going to get anyone to give us some money, we've got to get their business names right.
I know.
Okay, so we...
Oh, fuck it though, Tony.
Rod's here from...
That's called logistics, we know.
That's logistics. We don't mess around with logistics.
We don't.
No, they're one of the people that's generously looking out for us, Warwick, is Removery. Tattoo
Removery. Oh, I fucked it up, but yes.
You did. But so any girls out there that have sadly tattooed Nikki D's name or face onto their body, you can have it removed.
Yes, you can.
You can.
It might face on your ass if you want.
Oh.
Why would you do that? But it pays the bills.
It certainly does.
Tattoo Removery. Let me stick it up you. Better us than some other prick.
So, Warwick, mate, you've been a whiz in the kitchen this week?
Yes, I made omelets.
You did?
And we've got another sponsor.
Hold on a second. Don't say sponsors.
No, we've got fit pods, haven't we?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we do too. But no. Talk. What did you actually... How many eggs?
Six.
Six.
I've got fucking four. Cause I'm on those injections. Don't tell anyone. Even though it goes to 3 million people, Paul. Because you're type 2 diabetic. I'm taking these diabetic injections. They make you full.
So really?
I've trimmed down to a block of flats. Yes, sir.
You are looking very trim.
It makes you fuller.
I thought you were, mate, you're looking that good. I thought you're getting ready to do some TV appearances.
I am.
You going to do the Amazing Race?
Yes, I'll find out next week. I hope you get the Amazing Race at 70 Lacker, so I hope so. Me and my son. I'll go where in the world. Hope I don't get lost.
Oh, very good. So it'd be you and your son on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was supposed to co-host it with Bo Ryan 2 years ago, but... That fucked up because of COVID.
Really?
So I was stuck at the airport blaming myself. missed out another 85.
Jeez, all that playing with yourself. At least you missed out on the money, hey?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Ah, very good. Yeah, so as we said before, we've got the Firebird Trio in tonight.
Yep.
The boys, they're all set up in the Kappa Cave. Nikki D, you're getting some footage?
Let's hope they can get a number one song like me in a couple of years.
Nikki
you
D.
You can.
You're not on air talent, mate. We don't want to hear your voice.
Can we do HBC soon?
You want to do HBC?
I love a happy birthday, cunts.
Okay. It's time
for Happy Birthday, cunts. Yeah, okay. Who we got this week, Tony?
Okay, who we got first, Warwick?
We got Dwayne McDonald.
McDonald.
And Macca loves the Caps. So very surprising. I have 6.9 million fans. He's such a good dude. We might even send him out a clipper. Clitoris clipper. So all together now for the Kappa Clitoris Clipper, which is available on... I am fucked if I know. What's that sponsor called? Bit and Blade.
Bit and Blade. But for Dwayne McDonald...
Happy birthday, cunty! This is a high-energy show because I am fucked already, but I am feeling good. Boom!
There's more. Who
there's
we got?
More. Wait, there's more, cunties? Okay, Beck Nelson. She tried to make it through the entire night.
At the Kappa Cave.
Yeah. But Warwick was looking at pictures of himself all night. Very happy with himself. But as it turns out, I'm an ablibber. She's soft in all the wrong places, but not in her breasts. But she makes caps hard in the right place he has. So, Beck Nelson,
happy birthday, Kenzie!
Woo-hoo-hoo! One more?
One more, mate. One more.
Okay. One more. Whisper this one, because it's good.
Who is this one?
I get paid by the minute tonight, unlike the porno, paid by the inch. Triple X Cap 3. Yes. This guy appeared on Richie Bowman episode. Owner of Highway 9 Productions. Who the fuck are they? One of the best upcoming producers in Australia. So Sean O'Sullivan.
Happy birthday, Cunty!
Oh, Rocky, you love this show. You love this house. You love the marketing genius. Oi. A long, woo, long way.
We're going to be back in just a couple minutes with the Firebird Trio.
Oh, shit, our trio. Oh, good start, Tony.
Not bad, eh, mate? So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the Kappa Cave, the T-Wiz podcast, we have got the incredible Firebird Trio.
We love the Firebird Trio.
Nicky D. Work. Nicky D plugged something in. He's finally a fucking production assistant. Nicky, you're not on air talent. You've been told. Don't talk. Warwick, how good was that song?
Very good.
It was very good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it immensely.
You did?
Beautiful. The Stray Cats. They make the Stray Cats feel better.
Basically, we've got the three legends from the Firebird trio. Got to get that right after talking with Eddie.
Yeah,
we have got Chris, Pete, and Eddie from the Firebird trio. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
So, just to give you a little bit backstory, Warwick, back in 1993, I met Pete and Chris at a venue that I was running some bands, and Chris, who was the singer and playing the double bass there, had to get parental permission to play in the pub because he was only 13. He was already gigging at 13.
Yes.
His older brother, Pete, was playing lead guitar and lead vocals at the time.
Had plenty of practice. Good.
Both of these guys, they had a young bloke on drums too, didn't you, back then?
My school friend.
Yeah. Yep. I think he had needed parental permission as well.
Exactly.
To be there. But right off the bat, it was really obvious these guys, there was something special. And, you know, if we were in any other country, these guys would be a world renowned band.
Not anymore, but we're just here.
you're pretty good, mate.
So
we're in the Kappa Cave, mate.
We've made it finally.
You're in the pussy.
35 years of playing gigs, and I finally made it.
You're in the pussy cave. Pictures of me.
It's the most beautiful cave in the world. What a handsome devil we're looking at.
Yes.
Ladies
Thanks,
and gentlemen.
Funny we get you everywhere.
My God. If I ever seen such a handsome devil in the flesh.
He might be next one.
Warwick, do you admire his honesty?
It's true.
I might
look at Eddie. Look at Eddie. How much old are you?
6 years. But my. That's out of plastic surgery.
I've got the harder years there, boy.
Yeah. I'm not a very good drinker.
Excuse me, guys.
I didn't spend my early days sort of, you know, like running and jumping and all that sort of thing.
Doing key apps.
Well, listen, you are talking to the guy that was the first ever million-dollar player in the AFL. Isn't that correct, Warwick?
I had to work on it, though.
You do? You did? How much were you on a week back then, mate?
37,000.
37,000.
And 39,000. I make up. and shorts.
It's fair to say in 1987 you were buying scallops at the fish and chip shop.
Shit, yeah. Potato cakes. Lovely, dovely.
You've got the prawns, the scallops.
It's a beautiful snapper.
For the viewers at home, back in those days, a house in Greville Street in Paran was worth about 80 grand.
Correct.
Yeah.
I bought the first house for 100.
There you go.
Where was that, mate?
200 a year later. Cronulla.
Yes.
Where was the first house, buddy?
Miranda.
Where's that?
Half an hour in the city.
Sydney. Yeah, right.
So I remember the years, how much I used to get, because I got fuck all first year. Then I'd be 72,000 a year, and you buy a house for 60 grand.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But so tonight, we've obviously got the Firebird trio in, and so... Pete and Chris, they live pretty close by to me still. Yeah. We're all out in the eastern suburbs in the leafy area. We often have a cuddle at Coles at 11
it's
o'clock
nice.
At night.
Hello,
Mark. Make sure you lock your cars out there with the steering locks.
I recently just found out that I'd live very close to Warwick. So
no stalkers,
that's
mate.
Really bad news.
Don't give any geographical information away about the Kappa Cave.
This is a sacred
location in place, a place in time. And so Chris, you know, you were just fronting that song with the band. What was that song called?
Sneaking Around.
Sneaking Around.
It's an old song.
Who wrote that, Chris? You wrote that, Chris?
Nah, man, that's like from the 1920s. You'd be psyched if you were born in 1910. You'd have been, that's the greatest song you ever heard. That's the kind of band we are. We're authentic.
30s.
Yes, yeah. 30s, 50s. We're 50s cats.
You're also doing a Creedence thing, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That pays my bills.
That does pay
that
your bills.
That keeps my kids alive.
It really does. Out,
it does, man. I do whatever it is.
We'll try and come up with
one of your gigs. He's grown into one hell of a front man, hasn't he, Pete?
He sure has. What a cunt of a man.
Don't hold back.
No, he's... obviously, you come up under having a brother like Pete, being, you know, 6 weeks older than you. And
I know, it's true.
Doesn't look any more than 5 weeks older. But yeah, still beautiful. A beautiful man. But Pete obviously has been a real talent guitar vocally since
Tamworth as a kid too.
Really?
Yeah. Back in the day.
It's nice that they have done footy shows there.
You have?
I'm at the music festival.
Rocked good. It out.
Yeah. With Lee Kernaghan.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Lee Kernaghan.
Yeah, he's good. He's not. He can't miss his birthday.
Yeah.
He waived the fee. It was good.
It's always good.
Warwick, have you got him on memo yet?
Yep.
You have?
5%.
You're getting 5%?
Shannon Beautiful. Too.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Ching, ching.
We're going to have to get him on Beard and Blade and get him a Kappa Clipper.
We are.
Just
to get right up. He's got plenty.
You know that Warwick's about to release a men's grooming device for clipping your balls.
Ooh.
It's called the Kappa Clipper by Beard and Blade, isn't it, Warwick? Kappa Clipper. The Kappa Clipper. Yeah. What colours are going to be, Warwick?
Leopard skin.
Leopard skin.
Leopard skin's in.
And we've got leopard skin makeup. No. Cologne called Raw. Raw into the bedroom. Raw into the 80s. For $39, same as number.
$39.99.
You need to make a woman's one too.
I need something to help with all this extra body hair.
The women can use the Kappa Clipper, mate.
Yeah,
it grows everywhere else.
We got one of those out too, nose clipper.
My balls are a bit bigger than my nostrils. I'm
worried about. I was on Big Brother. I got thrown out.
I don't.
Kappa clitoris clipper.
Yeah. So Warwick, what was that about Big Brother?
I was the only one in the universe to be thrown by Big Brother. I was thrown out for nudity. I had a 2-week contract. It lasted 2 days.
That was on Big Brother.
They said, Warwick, get to the dryer room. Sarah Marie wouldn't stop talking.
Yep.
So if you keep going, I'm going to get my penis put in your mouth, break 5 of your teeth out.
Done. Break a neck.
You didn't appreciate it. And I got dubbed in. And
that's bullshit.
What'd they say to you in the diary room?
At least you said teeth, not neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's inappropriate. Yes. You're out. It's beauty. Two days is enough anyway.
Warwick, I heard Big Brother wanted to know how big your dick was.
Yeah, they did. They said, Warwick, how big is your cock? I said, 3 inches from the ground. We've seen the porno.
Hold on, Warwick. Hold on, guys. One sec. My sound effects won't turn up. There we go. Boom Tish, sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks.
Oh, yeah.
The only drumstick company in the world that doesn't make drumsticks.
Yeah, he makes ice cream drumsticks.
Ascension Drumsticks.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger holding the bowling ball.
Yep.
Yeah, work with him. He goes, why did I like your jacket? I said, no, Arnold. Get to the chopper. Here he is now, see ya.
Hey, Nikki D, you reckon we can we get Eddie some Ascension sticks? Eddie, Nikki D bought a drumstick company.
Did you?
He actually did. Well, he bought all the machinery to make it and a bunch of sticks that were left over from the guy that didn't want to make them anymore.
Yeah, right.
So now he's got, how many dollars worth of sticks he got, Nikki D? Four. He's got about 18 grand's worth of drumsticks.
The old leather.
Natural finish, because I'd like to use up my drumsticks and then like shave them off and, you know, use them for smoking the barbecue meats and stuff like that.
Sounds a little sexual, doesn't it? You see the way he's like cupping it?
Oh, yes, he's cupping it. Perfect.
I like to shave it off.
Yeah, well, I'll use Warwick's
Kappa Clipper.
Yep.
Kappa Clipper.
Another band coming on.
So what kind of sticks would you usually... Hold on, I'll say that again.
I'd use sort of stuff like that and whittle them down to about this big.
what do you got in your archive there, Nikki D?
What size?
Oh, that's a bit rude.
What size?
It's a little personal.
Personal question.
Yeah.
At least buy him a drink, give him a kiss on the ear. You know?
We'll talk about it after the... when we cut to a break.
Eddie used to be with the Fireballs. He's fucking done this before.
It's not his first rodeo.
Yeah. So what size are the sticks? What are they made of, Nicky D?
They're all American hickory.
American hickory. Yeah.
Hickory dickory dunk. Special wood, isn't it? Special wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Figure.
Okay, this is your chance to actually be on-air talent for like 1 minute. American hickory. What else? What can you say?
Australian made.
They're like pencils, though, aren't they? You got like 2B and what are the?
I'm a 7A user these days. They're
thick, bit thicker.
Like the way I roll my joints.
You reckon you've got any like that, Nikki D?
I used to go for drumsticks.
Eddie, can you connect with Nikki D? Get some drumsticks off him.
We're gonna do it.
How many?
I'd love to do a signature model.
How many thousand followers you got on Instagram so far?
A lot more now that we've talked to Warwick here.
You sure have.
You might get the blue ticks and be an influencer.
Yeah, as well.
You're getting the Warwick cap
a
bump.
Free drumsticks you like, Warwick. You've used my brushes, but the brushes aren't.
That sounded pretty good. Sounded right tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we've got your first endorsement there, Nicky D.
Drumsticks.
Fantastic.
Basically, the drummer of the Firebird Trio on the Fireballs is now an Ascension drumstick.
Yes.
Man. There we go. One sec.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Well done. New sponsor by Nicky D.
For anyone without headphones, would you like to hear that?
Would you like headphones?
No.
How's your name and surname? How's your name and surname as phones?
Head would be better.
Yeah. Yep. It would be.
So, when I first met Pete and Chris, they had their own little band, a little trio called Rockability.
Yeah. Had dreams as kids.
Had dreams, inspiration. That's good.
Yeah. Stray Cats were the big inspiration, weren't they?
You have to have a goal, don't you?
So years later, you guys played with Brian Setzer, Stray Cats.
Yeah, I lived in LA for about 10 years on and off.
Yep.
Got the gig.
How did being a part of that change the hero factor of having a guy like him being the aspiration for all those years, and then
it's all about the money.
Yeah,
It's
all about the money
and the cash.
I don't know.
Take what's yours, man.
Yeah.
Eddie's on fire.
Yeah.
Eddie's on. So, first of all, talk us through. Both of you guys were playing with Brian, right?
So how did
it happen?
Okay. Moved to LA, played with heaps of crappy bands, blah, blah, blah. Worked my food chain up, got the gig, and then toured for about five.
But how did the opportunity come up? How did you come across the Brian Setzer gig?
Oh, I wanted it as a kid.
Okay.
You know, that was like my Stray Cat dream.
That's your inspiration, was it?
Oh, yeah. I seen the big bass, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I done that, played heaps of crappy gigs, finally got the gig. And then
played the Viper Room?
Yes. Yeah. I played Johnny's Room. Yep. Good old Johnny. That's another story. Sorry? Yeah, killed it, man. Like, America's been good. Europe's been good. Japan, like, just, it's a niche culture, like, of 50s Americana music's still hot, you know?
So how long did you end up playing with Brian?
5 years, maybe six.
Okay.
And then he realized I was too good looking, so he had to get rid of me. Yeah. That's what happened. He didn't like it. Yeah.
Warwick, you get that a bit, don't you, mate?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look at him.
Was he given the ultimatum to, like, cut your cheek and make yourself look...
Yeah, he was going to take me into the dressing room and give me a... Yeah, you don't want that one. You don't want that one. You don't want him pulling his pants down.
You know, Warwick had a similar experience when he went to the Brisbane Bears. You were way too good looking for the team.
Too good looking.
And then they wouldn't pass it to you, would they?
Ah, yes, play for Brisbane.
Fucking jealousy.
That's all it is. It's jealousy. At the end of the day, it's all jealousy.
Jealousy.
He calls me now and again.
He does?
At stupid hours. Like at 5 a.m. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Yeah, right.
Yes. I shouldn't say too much. I might be on tour next month. It could all change like that.
Pays the bills.
Well,
you know
what?
We peaked at, I think, 130 in the US charts, didn't we? So there's chance.
My God, there's a very good chance.
There's a chance you'll hear it, but it's not a big one.
We had Ron Moss on. Shannon Noll.
Yeah. Shannon's been on the show.
Dale Ryder.
Yeah. Dale. Right. Brian Mannix. We've actually got Brian's daughter, Casey, next week, in 2 weeks. She's beautiful, and unbelievable talent. She actually sent me a link to a short film that she's in that was under consideration for an Academy Award in the short film category.
Oh, wow. Yep.
And it's spectacular. And so in 2 weeks, we've got Casey Lane Mannix, we've got Ricky Nixon, and we've got Nina Farrow, who's coming in to do some songs that as a preview for her Judy Garland show that she's doing a show at Memo. Celebrating the 1964 tour of Judy Garland. What's that, mate? We should, actually. She'd absolutely love to see us there. Yeah. And then Michael Spivey will be back on in a couple of months, too, once they wrap up their tour.
We saw him last week, didn't we?
Yeah, at the Bad Loves at the ESPY.
Guitarist,
bad loves.
We go to the SB with Warwick. Oh. Basically, from the car to the front door was like a 45-minute walk, wasn't it, Warwick? Mm. It was ridiculous.
Wear a mask.
I
had to wear a Tony mask.
Tony mask. Yeah, that way you can...
Jimmy Couples played too. He's good.
Handle through.
Poor likes Jimmy Couples.
Well, like...
He's good, isn't he?
It didn't really help him, though, because I was an under-10s Lightning Premiership player myself, you know, so...
Got quite the
resume.
Jimmy Couples gave us COVID.
Oh, yeah, remember when you couldn't go out after 8:30? Eight o'clock was the curfew. Yeah. COVID became like dangerous after 8 o'clock.
Well, we used to start our show on a Friday night at 8 p.m. and we used to finish at 5 a.m.
Oh, you rebels!
That's how the show started.
Had you missed the COVID, mate?
It took a chance in life.
This podcast was born in lockdown.
My God!
Because believe it or not, if you were a broadcaster during lockdown, you were considered an essential worker, and you weren't.
You could work through the night. You're disgusting. I can't handle this stuff. It's
there you go.
Disgusting.
Cousin Paul, he knows all about it.
Oh, yeah, what a time that was. Well, we've lived through it.
I can mute that.
Now let's get ready for the war, man.
So, guys, talk us through. You guys
have basically, like, drummers have been like Spinal Tap's bass players for you guys, haven't they?
No, the good one keeps coming back.
Well, there we go. Hey.
Good on you, Popper.
Hey, yeah.
So poor man's Warwick kept on the drums.
Popper.
Hang on, mate. I can't see you.
That's why I said it.
Warwick, have you seen how thick those lenses are? I mean, you must have good eyes to see through them. They're unbelievable.
They're like Chinese guys. Yeah, the they're like Coke bottles. Like cocaine bottles.
You're very distinguished. You've got that. You've almost got that rock bottom James look.
Well, RBJ.
It's all about the glasses. Yeah, so.
Remember, I used to run the Growling Dog, right? I had the Sunday thing going for.
Oh yeah, back in Ringwood.
Yeah. So yeah, straight eights, rock bottom James and the Detonators, the Lowriders. Who else?
I also played with the
you guys played there.
We sure did.
I lost my eyesight. They got jealous.
They got jealous.
But remember Zorba and Dodgy would run the Sundays. Remember those two guys, the long beards?
Oh, yeah. His mum owned a bank too.
His brother owned Musashi.
We worked there for a bit.
They sponsored the Swans.
That's why the venue was called the Growling Dog. When I actually met them there.
Tax write-off.
They took over an old nightclub in Ringwood that was called Club Adrenaline. The guy owed him some money. They called me in. I was running some bands down at the coach. The Coach and Horses on Friday nights.
Yep.
I went up and met them and his name was Tim Hoare. Tim owned Musashi and Ted.
What's his sister's name? Sister Hoare?
Yeah, the mother was a whore of a whore. His uncle was great.
They were all whores, right? Yeah. But anyway, Tim, he said, "Oh, we've got to give it a new name. What do you reckon we should call it?" And they had a box of the Growling Dog chocolate bars sitting there. I'm like, "Oh, it'd be funny to call it the Growling Dog Bar, like the Growling Dog Bar." He goes, "Yeah, we can do that."
Done.
So next thing, I've got an 8-foot fucking Growling Dog's head on the front of the building. And I'm thought this is going to bring in the kids and families.
Unless the rest is history.
The rest is history. But that was a great venue. Like Friday nights, original bands. We had four bands every Friday.
Ringwood? Oh yeah, worked the hell out of it.
Yeah,
Ringwood?
Had comedy every Wednesday night. Had everyone from Dave Hughes. You know.
You didn't have the best on right in front of you, did you?
Warwick was up in Queensland at the time.
He's making too much money.
Count the money.
Yeah. So, Eddie, you were a drummer for the Fireballs, legendary Australian band.
Yes,
we were
sort of prolific in the early 90s.
They would have been an inspiration to you boys as well.
Surely. I wrote all his songs for him, held them out a bit.
Yeah. Then I fixed them up and released them. we met up sort of in the mid 90s and sort of. We're doing a bit of stuff as well, and our other band, Fireballs, was we were kicking goals. We're doing festivals, we're doing big day outs and Meredith Music Festivals and all that sort of thing. And
you toured over the states, right? Didn't you say before you got Motorhead?
And that's what really fucking pissed me off. And I'll use all those words because that's how.
No, you can't it. Here, man. Warwick's allowed to. Not
so you, okay. Our pinnacle was sort of just using, you know, using all our contacts to do what we did, and we ended up doing a national tour with Kiss with the original lineup. So that was in 96, 97. It was February 97 that we did that. And we got to the point where it was just like looking at their 400 crew and their fucking pyrotechnics dudes and their seamstresses and their toenail clipper dudes and all that sort of stuff. And it was just.
Well, like, you got a toenail clipper guy, haven't you?
Wow. Yeah.
It was kind of like, you know.
I got a rubber tug girl.
You got a fluffer? He's got a fluffer.
You need to.
Got a fluffer?
Yeah, you need to take the stress off it.
Good fun.
Nicky D has most of those jobs. That's how he pays the rent for his little room under the stairs.
Well, I met the drummer from Motorhead who's called Mickey D, so you should share the name.
Nicky D.
Well, okay.
Which is like a sperm.
Close enough. Close enough.
Mickey D. He
said, she said. I say tomato. It's pretty close.
It's a spoonerism for Dickie knee. There you go.
Oh yeah, so cut a long story short, it's sort of, you know, the Fireballs thing sort of reunited, did another album. We'd done four albums all up and started playing with
Death Speaking of Fireball.
Rock Bottom James, etc. And
you have it.
Played with these guys and
boys, Fireball.
I'm just the slut around town.
No, you play it. He keeps coming back for more.
I love it.
I love it.
Because so I love this.
He likes hanging around the Wizzy Capper and the Big Paulie.
It's what I fucking do. It's Warwick kicks fucking goals. I play drums in fucking roots bands. That's just what I fucking do. You know, you got to be fucking good at it. This band's the fucking the legend. I can't believe I'm sitting in front of you, to be quite honest.
Warwick's going to give you like 10, 15 minutes to stop that.
You can now stop that, mate.
Yeah, man. You're getting boring.
So, Pete, you know what sort of share of the kind of vocal what involvement are you doing these days? Like once upon a time, you were kind of like doing all the front.
You're doing much ahead of a spell now.
Yeah, I'm taking the back seat now and letting this young man
realize I was better.
Brother
alive, like,
he's doing everything now.
When you hear that voice, it's like holy
a bit of brother
shit.
Robbery, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
I've always been that. I had to play, like, since I was a kid, in the room going... 20 hours. He'd be like, let's go. Yeah. We'd do it every day after school, man. My poor mother. My mother had, like, us two in the house. We'd run home from school, get in there.
Yep.
Because I wanted to be a guitar player, too.
Who's your favorite bands? Who'd you admire?
Oh.
You young?
ACDC. Oh, fuck.
But the Bon Scott. The Bon Scott.
Bon Scott. Who you got, Pete?
I was an SRV fan. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jimi Hendrix.
You can't beat Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Howling Wolf.
Yeah.
Who do you think these days, like a contemporary.
Great.
Great guitar player these days?
Pete.
Other than Pete.
Pete.
Who's out there now that you think's basically like carrying the flag for that kind of like roots guitar?
Himself, man. Yeah.
No, I know Pete is, but no, who do you look to?
We're gonna take a leaf out and just go. We're the fucking best, man.
Yeah.
You need to come.
I am the greatest, baby.
Ali,
if you're born in 1940, you'd be psyched right now. You'd be psyched.
No, we're psyched. Who you got, Pete? Who's someone that you look to these days? Is there anyone, or is it all looking back now?
I keep always referring back to my SRV.
Yeah.
Kappa. Kappa's the greatest.
Oh,
he does everything.
Sorry, I take it back. Yeah. Kappa, when he grabbed my guitar earlier.
Look at that. Look at the album on the wall, man.
The legend is Kappa, yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Look at those teeth. My God, I love them.
Let's thank Dr. D.
Shout out to
Dr.
D. What are you getting done next week?
I'm getting two diamonds in, and I got two gold ones just put in there. I was there 2 hours ago. Fuck, it hurt.
Fuck. What about some diamonds?
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, no, he's,
you are?
They've actually taken your porcelains off to fit them, haven't they?
It's like a nice zirconias.
I don't know. You can get Elvis slip too on the side.
Now still fucking swollen. Now still out there. Temps keep raking, but they're good. Yeah, so 2 weeks I'll be in. So come back and have a look.
Oh, yeah. We'll do for sure, man.
Stop pushing that chair, Puggy.
Yeah.
Puggy.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Pete, is it all looking back now on guitar
we're
players?
Yeah, the world here. Like, on guitar playing. Yeah. I'd say...
What do you think of like...
I'd have to say also, we give hats off to Tommy Emmanuel. Tommy Emmanuel, we can't forget about...
He's talking young. He wants a young cat.
Yeah.
No. I mean, anyone that's kind of... that's relevant today. What about someone like, Kenny Wayne Shepherd or someone like
Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Our other fellow is Keith Urban, behind the scenes.
Yep.
Behind scenes when you see him play on the tube.
What do you think about a guitar player like John Mayer?
I was never really into John
Mayer. Oh, my kids hate John Mayer.
Yeah.
That's why they call me John Mayer. Yeah.
my kids hate him. John Mayer's here. True.
They really say that.
Yeah.
You break into a little bit of gravity when you walk in. Yeah. Just to drive it home for the kids. Yeah. Or what's that slow dancing in a burning room? Oh. Just like drag it out for them.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are we gonna play one more song, the boys?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The boys gonna do it.
Come on, bitches. No more sport talk. Let's get fucked up. A T Wiz. Thanks to Warri Kappa.
Yeah.
Live in North Bowman. Where the house is for sale for 2.8 million. Don't be shy.
If you make it three, he might even sign something.
Oh, I might sign your jockstrap and your shirt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Speaking of which, Warwick, you got any more of the limited edition jumpers left?
Yep.
How many are left?
100.
100?
That's not many.
One in the car.
How many did we have to start with?
39. Got them in Thailand for $39.99.
$180.
I think we're doing something wrong. We started with 39 limited edition. Now we've got 100 left.
You got a point. I bought some more.
$39 is a magic number.
By the way, tonight is episode 33 of the T-Wiz podcast.
Greatest episode ever.
So we're
going to get you a copy.
There is almost 33 hours of our madness out there in the ether. But, it's only, 6 more episodes, Warwick?
16.
Warwick, only 6 more episodes, and it's going to be the biggest T-Wiz episode of all time. You know what number episode it's going to be?
39.
Days are coming.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're playing at the Bird's Basement tomorrow.
They are, yes. Thursday, the
9th.
Thank you very much.
Of
February 2023.
Bird's Basement.
Come on down. Yeah, see a good rock and roll band. See how it's really done.
Straight up fucking rock.
Other than that, right? So look, let's say that you're probably going to be completely sold out for that by the time.
My God, it already is.
By the time this episode airs, so if people can't get tickets for that, we're being loud. Am I loud? I was going to say. No, I'm just so that's like a little bit emotional for me. The amount of people that are always saying, "Mate, will you fucking shut the fuck up?"
No, don't ever do that. Don't ever be quiet.
No, I never do.
Live your life, man.
I do.
So if
Bird's Basement is a sellout, which it probably will be by tomorrow, where else can people find the Firebird Trio, and where are you playing after that?
Oh, we're just doing exclusive gigs now.
You are. Yep.
Like if it's. When we feel like it, we just pop it up.
That's what I do.
Can they find you online?
Look at you.
What if somebody wanted to pay you a huge amount of money to do a private show?
We're back at Kappa's Cave tomorrow and...
We've got a massive show.
We've
got a massive show in 2 weeks, so if you want to come along and have a look,
we'll be back.
But if people want to find you online, have you got anything online that people can kind of like chase you down, like offer to pay you a lot of money to play for them?
Things are different now, you know.
Things that make you go,
You can't sell an album. Like, back being a touring band, my God.
The first one wasn't an Ascension drumstick. That must have been like one of those fucking Zildjian ones that you get on eBay for $4.
Yeah. Being a muso now, selling your music is like... Just throwing shit to the wind.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing.
You've got to come and see us live.
Come and see the show.
You've got to have the experience.
Come and see.
But you know where you could make some money online, because obviously you can't sell albums anymore.
We just send pictures of this.
You got to sell. You got to basically release some memorabilia. You got to release some T-shirts.
Well,
right? That's what people will buy that shit now.
Taking a leaf out of Warwick's book, and we're working on jock straps and
the G-strings, bras.
I really like the clip clipper.
The capper.
You like the clip clipper?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Clipper.
Excuse me, darling. I'd like a cap clipper.
Very nice.
Firebird flapper.
And it's coming out. And guess what, John? It's coming out in the Scratch and Smell edition. Like my porno.
Oh, la chicken.
Boom. Oh, so just to be clear, we have got documented evidence.
Beautiful stuff.
We've got documented evidence that if anybody here tries to release a clipper of any kind, that we will have a small royalty claim to it.
Correct.
Won't we worry?
Hot Nando's.
How much will we take per clipper?
25%.
25%.
That's not bad. That's about normal. That's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
But, and what you get for that money is on the packaging, you can say, as seen on the T-Wiz podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, guys, we're gonna shoot to a break. If you want to find out anything about the Firebird Trio, jump on the T-Wiz podcast socials, and the boys will let us know what they're doing, and we'll let you know what they're doing. If you want to book them for a private corporate event where you basically throw them a lot of alcohol and a stack of cash, they're going to be open to suggestions.
Lots of cash.
Yeah, suitcase.
Next to $5,000, where a kepper comes and does 10-minute talk.
Oh, yeah. You're like the Chuck Berry of football, man. Chuck Berry of football. He's like turns up in his limo. Where's that cash, mate?
Show me the cash, bitches.
Yeah, no messing around, mate.
Chuck Norris comes to Warwick for marketing advice, all right?
Oh, can you eat rats out of like a rat sack?
Yeah, I'll come in tight shorts. Flash a brown eye, show me some marks.
Look at that. Yes. Whole selection.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then the Firebird Trio.
Here we go.
They're going to be back.
A couple of breaks, guys, for fresh air. And then we'll see you in 5 minutes. Thanks to Josh Piggy. And the beautiful Rod and Kaya, here for your satisfaction.
Hold on, Warwick. I've got us on mute. Warwick, that is episode 33. Flight 39. He does, doesn't he? Number 13, yeah. You got to call Daisy Thomas too. He's not fucking getting back to me. Yeah, mate, too good for us now, mate. Not even funny. Okay. Check our socials for Daisy Thomas home address, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be on. Basically, we've had the Firebird Trio. We've got Chris. We've got Pete. We have got...
Eddie.
Eddie J.
Fury. Eddie, where's the goggles, man?
Oh, he wants the glass back on. He didn't recognize.
You're not going to be able to see what beat you're playing.
There he is.
So, guys, the Firebird Trio, they are playing whatever they're playing right now, and they're going to play two in a row. So let's throw across to the incredible Firebird Trio.
All right, let's go, baby.
Get him, Eddie.
Crazy eyes, baby.
Whoa, Crazy Eyes, Firebird Trio. This has been episode 33 of the T-Wiz podcast. You can check out the Firebird Trio at Bird's Basement tomorrow night, Thursday the... What's the date today?
9th, baby, 9th.
Tomorrow's the 9th?
Tomorrow's the
9th. Thursday the 9th of February 2023. Check them out. These guys have toured the world. They've done it all. They've got now. They've got the incredible man on the drums over here.
Eddie Fury. Eddie Fury. Baby. Yeah, man.
I love it. So the guys are going to take us out with a song. Everybody, let's do one big round of applause for the Firebird Trio. All right, take it away, gentlemen.
Here we go, guys.
Hang on a minute.
Harps is already jumping in. mate, that's the best part about the show, Harps. We love you, buddy.
What are you doing? What sort of a rock and roll tune have you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, where's the bitches? Hey. Mate, man, you're in.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah,
what can we all sing along to? That's
$1 million
question.
Louie.
I have a few ideas.
Pete.
Louie, Louie.
No, what, Pete, why don't you do...
Where it began.
Yeah.
I can't begin.
Hold on, Pete. One sec. Let's move that across a little bit there. All right, you ready to roll, boys?
We'll just do a bit of it. Yeah. It's just a tiny bit. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Rock this town.
Rock this town.
Rock this town. Let's do the rock this town.
Rock this town.
Oh! Australian team wins.
Your rock is hell, rock it inside out.
Storm Worldwide. Yeah, Team Wiz podcast just got number one now, thanks to the great band. Shit up. Thanks very much, guys.
See you next week.
You give yourself an uppercut. Shit up.
Good on you, brother.
Very, very good. Very graceful.
Sorry. At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.